During the dark days of World War II, Paris, once the City of Lights, had become a shadowed web of Nazi control. Ellen Jeffries, an American expatriate in her mid-30s, found herself trapped in the city she once called home. With the tightening grip of the Nazi regime, Ellen knew she had to escape or risk being caught in the crosshairs of war. Ellen had always been resourceful, fluent in French and familiar with the Parisian streets. She used her charm and wit to gather intel on safe routes out of the city. Her plan was audacious. She would flee Paris, make her way south through the French countryside, and cross the treacherous Pyrenees Mountains into neutral Spain. Her journey began one fateful night when the curfew bell rang, and the city streets fell silent. Ellen donned a simple black dress and a scarf that partially obscured her face. Carrying only a small satchel containing a forged travel permit, a map, and a few francs, she slipped into the shadows. Every step was fraught with danger. Ellen avoided checkpoints by taking back alleys and abandoned rail lines. She relied on the kindness of strangers, members of the French resistance, who provided shelter and guidance. At one safe house, a farmer and his wife offered her bread and cheese. Their young son delivered whispered instructions for the next leg of her journey. The real test came when Ellen reached the Pyrenees. The towering peaks, cloaked in snow and mist, were as foreboding as the soldiers patrolling the border. With the help of a seasoned guide, a wiry man named Jacques, Ellen embarked on the perilous trek. Each step was grueling. The icy wind bit at her skin, and the thin air burned her lungs. One night, as they neared the summit, a distant sound froze them in their tracks. Nazi patrols were closing in. Ellen and Jacques pressed themselves against the rock face, their breath shallow and silent. The soldiers passed mere feet away, their flashlights sweeping the ground. Ellen's heart pounded, but she remained still until the danger passed. Finally, after days of climbing and hiding, Ellen and Jacques descended into Spain. Exhausted but triumphant, Ellen fell to her knees in relief. She had made it. From there, she contacted the American embassy, which facilitated her safe passage to Lisbon and eventually back to the United States. Ellen's daring escape became a symbol of resilience and courage. She later wrote about her harrowing journey, inspiring countless others with her tale of survival and the enduring spirit of freedom.